So we're talking functional skills in this particular Telford College podcast, and with me is the man who knows all about it, Ash Bowler. Now tell us about this new, brand new programme at Addenbrooke House, which is launching the end of February, isn't it?
Yes, so we're running an additional functional skills course for everyone that can access that. So if you haven't got a prior GCSE in English, it's a great opportunity to get yourself along. In most cases, the course is for free and fully funded. So if you're someone who's been thinking of making that the next step in your career, but the English has been the question mark on your CV, we really can help you with that. So we'll be running that course from the 28th of February all the way through until the summer. So we're giving people plenty of time to get through the qualification, tailor the support, and help people make those next steps in their career, hopefully.
So explain a bit then about how it works. How long is the course and what does it actually involve?
Yeah, certainly. So there's several elements. There's speaking and listening, reading and writing. So we look at all the elements of English skills. We're giving people plenty of time. So from the end of February, really all the way through to July, to complete the course. So everyone will have a starting point assessment. So whatever your starting level, you know, we'll help tailor that and build a programme suited to the individual's needs rather than the majority. We have a long track record here at the college of taking people with really, really low starting points, almost non-English speaking, and taking them all the way through to level two functional skills and even GCSE in some cases as well.
So is this for people who've maybe just, you know, not got their English in the, you know, through their current route of education? Is it for people who maybe not got English as a first language, or do you tick all those boxes with this?
Yeah, in short, all of the above, really. To you know, as I say, here at the college, we've had a long history of people coming to us with all sorts of starting points, and we've got a really good learner journey where they've come to us with next to no skills. So it doesn't matter if you're someone who's looking for that promotion at work and maybe need that English to level up. It doesn't matter if you're predominantly, you know, limited in your English language at the moment, or it can be someone, like you say, who's had a slightly different educational journey and is now looking to upskill. There's something for everyone in those courses, and like I say, we'll take a real tailored approach to the starting point of the learner. So just come along, we'll put you at ease. The staff are very, very good at, you know, making people feel at home and relaxed about it, and then we'll work on your strengths and your areas for development as we go along.
Excellent. Now tell me a bit about Addenbrooke House, because people might be saying, hang on a minute, Telford College is in Wellington, not at Addenbrooke House.
Yes, yeah, so we've been working on an exciting development to increase our footfall in the town centre. So Addenbrooke House is a part of that town centre building, so very accessible. So even if you're from the surrounding areas, if you get the train to Telford, it's short walking distance to Telford Central Station. It's right in the heart of Telford town centre, and it's something that we're looking to grow and develop as the Station Quarter project develops in the coming years.
Because it's right by where the Station Quarter project's going to be, isn't it?
It's exactly that. It's right next door. So it's really like a small footprint of big and better things to come, really, which is really exciting. So we're desperate to see how this programme will run, and hopefully with it being so central, it reduces some of those barriers to learning that some people might have had in the past, and hopefully they can get to us really easily, have a great experience, and most importantly, achieve that qualification that they need.
So functional skills, and if we're interested in finding out more about it, obviously the information is all on the college website and they can make contact through the usual channels. But there's also the open event coming up, isn't there, next week?
Yeah, absolutely. So anyone who's interested in the course can email info@telfordcollege.ac.uk and make an inquiry. Or alternatively, we are having a huge open event here on the 15th of February, 5 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. The entire English team will be here to answer any questions, help anyone. So if you can get along to us, great. If you can't, pop us an email. But the whole point of this is to reduce those barriers and reach out to people. So if you think you might be interested and you'd like more information, just please get in touch.
Brilliant. Because functional skills, English and maths as well, you bracket into this, they're the absolute foundations, aren't they, that can take you into so many different career directions, even if you don't really know what to do right now.
Absolutely. They are the foundations of which an educational journey is built upon. You know, I've been in education 15 years, and the progress I've seen in people, young people, adults that have all come to us and maybe haven't got their maths and English at the first time of asking, but then achieve with us, have done really, really well and gone on to really great things. They just needed that little bit more time or that alternative journey. And functional skills can provide that. It is different from a GCSE. And sometimes that alternative way of learning really suits the strengths of our learners. And they do really well, and they go on to really great careers as a result, which is what we're here for, ultimately.
Well, and it also opens up an opportunity for them to find out a little bit more about what's available here when they finish that course, you know, maybe opportunities for qualifications they didn't even know were running here, perhaps?
Absolutely. There's a wealth of learning courses available, HE, Access, Further Learning, you know, Level 3, Level 4 qualifications that everyone can access. Sometimes people have done it the other way around and they've come to us saying, well, actually, I'd really like to study accounting, but my maths isn't where I'd like it to be as a starting point. So I've actually gone full circle and gone, well, I'll do the maths first or I'll do the English first, and then I'll go on to that course that I originally inquired about. So it is the foundation and the pillars of what make up your educational journey. And I'm just really glad with this initiative that, you know, it's going to be a lot more accessible and fully funded.
Brilliant. Good to catch up with you. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Carl. Much appreciated.